Not the oddest place I've interviewed you. We interviewed in a shower way back when in Liverpool. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I sure do. That's a great memory. That's awesome. Yeah, that's so. It's amazing the places you end up doing interviews from sometimes on the road.
Well, you guys have been rolling with a great new track, great new album. How's everything feeling?
Oh man, it's feeling really good right now. This song's been really picking up steam here in Canada. I mean, it's a very summer tune, so we knew that when we released it that it had to get out because it's such a summer tune. And just the idea of it is just lyrically, it's really, really cool. Because I don't know about you, but I've got a drawer full of band T-shirts and artist T-shirts that, you know, you get to the shoulder seasons and you want to clean the drawer, so to speak, but you can't get rid of that shirt because you love it. You can't get rid of that artist shirt because you love the artist, or that person gave it to you, or you know, and so that love of the band T-shirt. So what if someone loved you or you love someone as much as you love that band on the T-shirt? That's kind of the concept of it. But the other cool thing about the song is that it's doing really well at Canadian radio right now, and appreciate you playing that. But it's also in Australia for the first time, so it's tracking at Australian radio. So that's the first time that we've been sort of down there. So.
Nice. And I just saw you hit number 20 in Australia.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So did you guys actually do printing for the video, or was that just staged?
No, those were actually printed T-shirts for the video. And the funny story about that is that we had, I think, 40 shirts made, just because the press you saw is so big that you kind of have to keep on rolling and you have to print that many T-shirts at one time. So anyways, the cool thing about that is that we brought that along to throw out shirts to the crowd, because those are one-of-a-kind shirts.
Yeah.
But they ended up in our merch with our merch manager, and they sold out on the first show that we did. So we now have to make more band on our T-shirts to throw away, because we sold them all. We didn't even know. So, anyways, those are done.
So, will you have any for Bridgewater? That's the question.
That is what we're gunning for. So immediately got to our merch manager and was like, "Hey, we're gonna need those." So those are good. So we'll make sure we'll get you into one of our T-shirts there.
Well, sounds great. Now, can't wait to get you back on the South Shore. It's been a number of years, and best memory of the times you played here before. Is there one that's kind of sticks out?
Oh, you know, we've had the luxury and the opportunity, I'm going to say, to play in the Maritimes, and it's the people. I know people say that, like, it's the people out there, but truly you can't sort of take that for its words until you've been to that area and experienced the hospitality out there. You know, Maritimers, they love their music, and if they get behind a group like they've gotten behind Washboard, they come out in droves to see the artists and keep on supporting those artists over the years. So we're really lucky to have struck a chord there, and we love that area. Talk about Cavendish, you talk about there's so many great memories of people singing along, and just people showing up grateful that we're there. So we can't wait to be back.
Well, it's going to be great. I'm really happy that westerly wind is blowing you east, and you'll have your album with you, of course. We'll be able to get that. A lot of bands don't travel with merch, but that's not you guys.
We're really, really lucky. We've got a really great team, and we work on these designs, and they've kind of got their finger on the pulse. We've got different designs of shirts. Like, we've got this great new crop top for I Run on Country, and just like the materials are good. You're not just getting like a cheap old shirt that, you know, it's got a band print on it. It's actually good quality, and they fit well and they feel good. So it's good materials. And
talking about good material, do you have new stuff that we're going to hear other than what has been out from the new album?
Yes, our new set has got a bunch of the new songs on there, which we're excited to play for all of you. And it's been great. It's, with the release of a new album, all of a sudden you sort of unlock the code, and we can now play these songs for people. And you get a really good gauge on how a song is doing by playing it for a live audience. I mean, back in the day, they used to just play songs and see what resonated. And we did that actually with Country Thunder before we recorded it. We thought, well, let's play this song live and see how it resonates. And it just resonated so well. So we're like, okay, we've got to record that one and release that one. So it's a real opportunity to kind of test your audience and see, hey, what do you think of this song? Play it live and see what their feedback is. So we appreciate when people give us the feedback.
That's awesome. Well, can't wait. Hoping that we'll be able to line up some kind of a meet and greet. But either way, we're going to see you on the big stage at the Big X, the main stage and the main entertainment. And did you hear there may be somebody that's up and coming performing prior to your set?
Fill me in.
Road to the Stage is a competition which is done similar to The Voice, and we get locals to give it a try to win, and top prize, that person gets to perform a song prior to you guys on Saturday night at the Big X.
Oh, I love that. Maybe Washguard can back them up.
That would be awesome. You're kind of made a connection here anyway. You and Autumn Carver, do you still keep in touch?
We sure do. Yep, I'll be actually seeing her when we're there. We've been in contact over the years here, and it's really, she's a great gal and great artist, and it's really cool to see what she's doing with her career as well. Stories that we hear from people end up turning into songs from their experiences, so it's really good for us, but it's also good to see and meet the people who are fans of our music and see what they're all about.
So does that mean we have to be a little cautious on the stories we tell, knowing it could become a song?
Or be bold.
Well, I love how they describe you, Aaron Grain, the guy without the beard. We'll see you on stage on Saturday night.